Blog Talk Radio. everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air. And oh my goodness, I feel like I'm dead alive because I'm doing this show straight from my garage in the bottom of my castle. And I have 30 days left of this. It's like a sentence. Anyway, hi everyone. Before I start telling you what a great thing it is to do a show in a garage, I want to say hello to my co-host, Susan Z. And in just a minute, she'll say hello back. But I do want to tell you that today is a rocket show.
Did you just not give me permission to speak? Is that what you just did?
Well, I kind of waited, but I didn't hear, hi, Bonnie. So I figured, okay, I'd give you a minute to try and listen, or you weren't sleeping again or something. But anyway, Susan, I am in the garage, but before we go into who we are, what we do, and what we're going to talk about, I'll tell you what, girlfriend, I'm going to give you a couple reasons why everyone should go into their garage for at least 2 hours a day. One is you don't have to take a shower. You take your own shower. Just think how organically clean that is. All your body gets rid of all the toxins.
It all depends on what downwind you're standing on there, dear.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't smell. I use beautiful perfume. Anyway, and also there's another great thing. You never have to worry about your eye makeup coming off. It just comes off magically.
It melts right off.
That's right. You don't have to use anything. And then the best reason you should do your show from your garage is that you can either rock it in a bikini or naked. Although, you know, hey, at my age of 15, I need a bra. So everyone, that's what I'm doing in the garage. I have 30 days. I have to be here till July 10th. And then I will be able to go back into my spirit room. So hi, everyone.
There you go. Yes, I just posted on chat what we had just were talking about in terms of reincarnation, that we thought maybe we'd get into a little discussion about why, if we can figure out why we chose a particular reincarnation, then we can have a better handle on trying to deal with the challenges or the gifts that are brought to us.
Oh, yes, and I'll tell you what, when I wrote my time to come down this lifetime, I know I put that I was going to rock this show in the garage for a reason. I know that I'll find what that is out, and I know I'm going to learn about it.
As soon as you find that out, you share that with me, okay, hon?
I will, darling. So let me tell everybody who we are really quickly, because I love this conversation. I mean, Susan, you know, you and I could probably talk on reincarnation, which really has to do with past lives and why we come back. So, I mean, I know we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this subject because we do have callers, but I do want to spend at least a little bit of time on it. So let's tell everybody real quickly. I'll tell everybody how they can get a hold of me, and then we'll skip telling them how to get a hold of you.
Okay.
No, I'm only kidding. Susan is fabulous. I'd rather you know how to get a hold of her. I'm going to actually give you a little synopsis of me, and I'm going to hand you right over to her. See that, sister? I am really a good sharer. First of all, I am Bonnie Albers. I'm the host of your show. You can reach me. I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist. I rock love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. I do have a practice if y'all want to see me. Because then Susan's going to say the doo-doos are coming back. Okay, I also rock psychic spirit medium. I was only one do. Psychic spirit medium is who I really want to be attached to, because I do use that even in my other practice. And I had my practice of being a nurse and a counselor for a while, and I always used my intuitive psychic abilities, even when my clients and patients didn't know, because that's just a part of me. So once that broke loose and I decided to actually go into that practice and my counseling practice, it really made a huge difference, and I love it. So you can get a hold of me on Facebook. You can friend me, and you can message me. You can get all the shows in the beginning of the week. You can see what we're going to do. I know next week we have all guests next week. This week we are rocking ourselves because, you know, I'm one of those people who I'm an air hogger, so I want to give up all my time. But anyway, you can also get me at B Albers 714 is my birthday, and 714 is coming in less than 6 weeks. You all must know that 714 is a special day for me. It is the day I took my first breath on this planet. So I'm so excited.
What a gift. What would you do with all you, Miss Bonnie?
Aw, thank you, Susan. I love that. Anyway, you know that's going to be a special day. So bealbers714@aol.com. Get a hold of me there. You can also, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn. And now I am going to hand you to my co-host, my girl, Susan Z. But I got to say one thing because I really love this, Susan. Bonnie A and Susan Z. Like, how perfect is that? Alpha Omega?
That's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I love it. Bonnie A and Susan Z. Okay, so Susan, tell everybody besides the book that I channeled for you what you do and how to get a hold of you.
Well, first of all, I don't know whether you mentioned that you can get the book on Amazon.com. It is available. And Bonnie also says that if you want, if you mail it to her, she'll actually sign it for you.
Absolutely.
The fact that she did channel that book. So so we want to give her that opportunity. I want to say hello to all our listeners and say hi to everyone in chat. We've been chatting back and forth about the comment about how you and I, Bonnie, can't sing. Otherwise, we would have been rock stars because, you know, that was our big dream.
Yeah.
And all our listeners. But I'll introduce myself. I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm Bonnie's cohort in Metaphysical Fun
Prime.
And Prime. I get the fun.
Because who doesn't know who you are, Susan? You know what I mean? By now, unless you're new, we know who you are.
Hey, I know, but, you know, it's like, you know, I just like saying it.
Okay. I love hearing
it. Yeah. So, and I am a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that if you aren't aware what an Akashic medium is that I interpret one soul's journey in this life. It allows me to read your Akashic soul record. I have 18 years experience. I'm a clairaudient, empathic, and clairvoyant. I'm also a life coach, holistic therapist, and emotional addiction counselor, and an energetic seer. And you can reach me at my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. I will put it in chat, the website too, and my email. But it's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. I am available for readings with tarot, Akashic readings, on your career, romance, general questions. And you can either book me, we can either book it through phone or Skype. And, hey, we'll rock.
I love that. And you know what, sister? We just have it all together because I've got to tell you, everyone, Susan's one of the best tarot readers. And, you know, it's like this, tomato, tarot, tarot. I'm going to say tarot because, see, I came from that high castle. So anyway, I love tarot. Actually, Susan's one of the best tarot readers I know, and that is because I have had a tarot reading once or twice from her. So I can tell you that you will love it. I love the Akashic records. You can open it. Once you open it, you already know. But the tarot, you can keep it and keep it and keep going because it's always about what's going on, you know, for you. So if you have an issue, a problem, if you just want to know something right away, that's what you really want with a psychic and tarot.
And
reading.
We do use the tarot cards on the show to help answer your any questions you may have.
And I am so excited because I've got to tell you, Spirit's been telling me to get out the major arcana and start throwing them. So I will, but I just haven't had the chance. I've had some family issues right now. And once those family issues disappear, which I hope they do soon, I will be rocking them too. Not like you, but they say to throw one of the major arcana. I'm going to do it. Anyway,
it has something to do with a black fine point felt marker.
Yes, it does. And I do have one of those. But anyway, we've got a lot of callers on the board, so let's just go with a couple sentences until we, and then we can, you know, probably talk more about it in the end. This subject can be talked about and talked about and talked about. And what it is we'd like to talk to you a little bit about reincarnation. And it's interesting because people say reincarnation, and I said to Susan when she said, let's do reincarnation, I said, you're talking about past lives. But everybody's definition is different. Reincarnation, you have to have a past life to reincarnate, because unless you're a first incarnate, you would be reincarnating. So it's interesting because what did you come here for? What did we come here for? And what have we been that we ended up here in this one? So, Susan, I know I could probably talk forever, but, you know, you know how I always say I want to be Lady Gaga, and you always tell me no because you don't want me to rock me. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying.
And no, she's a performance artist. I told you, honey. Her latest thing is vomit art. And,
yes,
that's it. You're done. No, you're
yes,
done.
I'm
Even
done.
Madonna never went that far.
Well, I don't mind being Madonna, actually. I really don't. And I would absolutely, and I would say Madonna, but Madonna was getting old. That's why I said Lady Gaga. And you know what?
She's got amazing staying power, that's for sure.
I know, but you know, I got to tell you, when Lady Gaga rocked Donatella Versace in that black leather suit with that white hair, that was me, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to say it.
Great talk. Yeah.
Well, so what? Tell me and tell the, you know, in a couple sentences or less. Tell everybody what you.
Well, you know, we were talking about because of mostly because of what everyone is dealing with and going through. I mean, it's just been a crazy time these last couple, especially these last couple weeks for everyone. And I want to just a little throw in there. I've been having issues with water and phone and everything, and I was telling the service rep from the phone. I said, "Oh, well, you know, it's Mercury retrograde and all these ions in the air and the tech and all this and that." And he knew nothing about Mercury retrograde, but he calmly just said, you know, actually, you know what it sounds like is Murphy's Law. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. And it seems like a lot of people are dealing with that. And that's the point when you sit back and you go, you know, what was I thinking when I signed on for this? I mean, this is ridiculous. How come I can't be that person who seems like, you know, they have it all? They have fame, fortune, and all the things that, you know, we value. And, you know, and when you sort that out, it's like you do reincarnate for a particular journey, for a particular experience. And when the veils drop, we don't remember what that is. But the more spiritual that you get and the more open that you are with your awareness and your psychic gifts and your connection with your God spark within, it's like I think you get little glimpses and little pieces of information about, oh, yeah, this is happening because I need to learn this. I need to experience this. And it's not all comfortable, but reincarnation is about a choice, free will. Yeah.
Okay, that was a couple sentences or more. Now can I talk?
Yeah.
I so agree. You know, we all decided here. Nobody pushed us down from the heavens. Nobody said, oh, look down there. And then, boom, like in a swimming pool, pushed us. We actually chose to come here.
and we also
chose the life that we have. I am not in the belief that we see everything, because I do believe we have free will when we come down here. But we do pick what we're here to learn and how we're going to learn it and who we're going to learn it with. It's our choice as to whether we stick on our journey. And that's what I think, because I do see, you know, I always say you can go easy or you can go hard. So where I don't think you have free will with everything, I think that spirit.
Oh yeah, there's some things that are defined. I mean,
yes.
But your free will is about how you're going to experience it. Are you going to experience whining, complaining, negativity, kicking all the way, or are you going to experience it in divine graciousness?
And, you know, sometimes
and it makes
really
a difference
hard.
On the outcome.
Yeah, and what I love is I remember reading it was Michael Newton's book, and he had said when somebody went up to he was talking to one of the souls, and when the soul went into review to come down here, you know, to life review to see what not the review about your life, but actually picking a life, and he said that they show you the beginning, they show you the middle, and they show you part of the end, but how you get there is vague with some of them, and that is because it changes if you depending on what you pick. But your purpose here is known before you come down. And I love that my purpose here was to find my castle, and I've yet to find it. Although I have a really nice kind of house. I mean, I love my house, so it's my castle. And I do want to tell you, when I say my castle, everybody's house, big or small, can be their castle, not mine, because, you know,
it's sacred space. Sacred space. Yeah.
And it could be one room. And I know I have a friend who is a Buddha. He does Buddha, and he has his room. And when everything all day long, he works hard, he does everything, but he needs to be in that room. It's a sacred space for him. And so when he comes home, he doesn't look at his house as his castle. He looks at his meditation room as his castle. So, you know, when I say my castle, castles can be 1 inch tall. Castles can be 450,000 feet tall. It's what you define as your castle. So I do want you to know my castle is
Put there, Bonnie girl.
But I do want to tell you, my castle, it rocks at about 450 feet tall. I don't have one, but I am still looking for it.
You just haven't found it yet, right?
I just haven't found it yet, Susan. But I'll tell you, I know my husband, his home is his castle, and that's wherever he is because he loves being home. It relieves all of his stress from the day. He loves cooking. He likes watching mindless television, which I never could figure out. But because he's got such a high-powered position, it helps him relax. So when he comes home, he really does believe his home is his castle. I believe I'm still looking for my castle, but it's okay because wherever he is will be my castle. But you know what? I mean, you know, like I want everybody to know that we don't, you know, we're joking when we say, oh, you know, I'm really not joking when I say that I was Cleopatra, but I do want you to know that we all know what castles are, and they're not always what, you know, is defined as the perfect castle. My daughter loves her room, and that's her castle. So everybody out there, I don't want you to think that you have to have a big home or a big, you know, lanai or a big anything to have a castle. Just enjoy where you are. Make it peaceful. Have a respite, like that you can go and just sit and just take a big deep breath and say, this is my castle. And really, if you have that, you are very lucky because there's a lot of people who wish they just even had a room as a castle. So
yeah. Yeah,
I wonder
you have to wonder, you know, when we talk about reincarnation and the belief in it is that you see people's lives are experiencing such tragic events and even young people, and you just have to know that the soul made a choice that we may not understand it and you know, maybe are horrified by it or angered by it or everything, but it's the soul's choice to experience that. It's all about free will, and that's when reincarnation gets really kind of hazy and tricky, and because, you know, in our humanity, we want to go to that place of we want an explanation. We want to know why. We want to know, well, how could that be? And we go into that judgment of, well, there's got to be an explanation for this. And sometimes we just have
or jealousy.
To accept the fact it just is. It just is.
And jealousy is really not a good, you know, as a counselor.
Oh,
you know,
jealousy
is the worst. Envy, jealousy.
Oh,
I mean, I think it's all in everybody.
Yeah. Ego loves that because then immediately you go on jealousy and envy. What that does is that you're immediately, it's going, well, then I must be less than.
Yeah, and then you're leaving a karmic footprint, and that's not what you want to do here. You want to, and I don't say it's easy, guys. I know it isn't, and, you know, I want to rock a few jokes here, but I won't right now because reincarnation does get serious for some people, and it's, you know, like, why didn't I? Why couldn't I? I didn't get it, you know, but just do it as that you're learning your lessons here. Get the lessons learned really quick so that when you come back down, you can be Princess whoever. You know, I want to say Princess Di, but then she died, so I can't be Princess Di. But,
yeah,
you know, she didn't
have that all that happy of a life. I don't think I'd,
yeah.
I think I'd do something else. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? I mean, like, everybody, reincarnation's interesting. Take a look at yourself. I know that I've even talked to people that we've done Akashic Records for and opened them, and I could already feel what they were here for. And I know we have so many talented people out there. We have so many talented, hi, everyone in chat. I know all of you, guests, everybody that I know. I see your names. Most of the people in our chat room, and I love it, have gifts. And you all know that if you just think about why you're here, I would bet 90% of them can tell us why they're here. So it's really interesting if you introspectively think about your reincarnation, what you were here for, and get on the road and start doing it. How do you like that? Susan?
What did you say?
I said get on the road and start doing it.
Oh boy, that's not what I thought
sleeping?
She said. I went, she lost her mind?
Well, what did you think I said? Get your mind out of it.
You don't even want to know. Let's just pass up.
You need to get your mind out of the gutter, girlfriend. Anyway, I'm going to take the first caller. 951, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Gaeta.
Hi, spell your name. Is it Gaeta, or am I hearing it right?
Yes, J-A-D-A-A.
Oh,
two A's
Jada.
At the end.
Is it Jada?
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Like Jada Pinkett.
An echo in your phone. Are you on speaker?
No, I'll try to fix that. No, is it still echoing?
I don't hear an echo.
It's better, yeah.
Okay. Jada, how are you this week? What's going on with you, girlfriend?
I'm good. I just wanted to see if you ladies can. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Well, no,
yeah,
we didn't hear you.
Are you getting your own feedback? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, maybe that's what's going. Well, I don't know. Let me see if I'm. How is that? Is that better?
How about you, Bonnie?
I can hear you. Jada, we work on questions. So if you want to ask a question, we would love you to ask us a question. We can't wait for you to ask us a question because both of us talk so much. Probably you'll get more of an answer than you ever wanted.
Don't drag me into your issue.
Okay. Yes, ladies, I wanted to see if you guys can tell me what you see coming up for my love life.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and throw the. Do you want to throw the card, Susan, for that one? Because I could.
First, I want to know how old you are.
I'm 42.
Okay. And when was the last time? You're not in a relationship right now.
I'm not.
Okay.
Well,
how long has it been?
It was over a year. A year ago.
Jada, I love you to death, and I know you would say that you're not having a relationship, and I believe you, but is there somebody around? Because I feel somebody
around.
I
picked that up, too.
I wish I was aware of them, because there's no one around I'm aware of.
Okay, is there someone that maybe that you got your eye on, or like that there's an energy going out in terms of like, you know, wow, he's really cute, something like that?
No, there's nothing. No, not at this time.
So funny
because
I picked that up.
Okay, it's got to be really close then, close, because when I asked Spirit when your relationship was coming in, they said 42. So, you know, I mean, when I and both of us picked up on the energy that there was already somebody there. So
yeah.
You're talking about your love life. It looks like that it's
hot and heavy.
It's getting ready to happen pretty quick. I mean, if not like yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me shuffle some cards here. I'm going to lay a spread down and see what comes
Jada,
up.
Do you
and
work?
Bonnie, while I'm doing it, you can talk.
I am. Oh, my God. Of course I am, because I've got other questions for Jada. Jada, do you work?
I do, but I work from home.
Okay. And do you get out?
I do get out. I do get out. I go out and hang out with family and girlfriends. And, of course, during a weekday, I have errands that I have to run. So I'm, you know, out running errands. So I do get out.
Do you go to, I'm seeing a store, and I wonder why, and I'm seeing somebody in that store. Is it a grocery store or a Whole Foods store or some type of a store that you go to? I know everybody goes food shopping, but this is like I hate to say that because, you know, you could look at the video, which I love, 50 Ways to Say Goodbye by train, and they're in the produce section. That's what they're showing me. So do you go shopping, and do you have a place where there's a big produce department?
I mean, I do go shopping, and, just the regular grocery store,
Do you know anybody in there? Do you know anybody in there?
No, I don't know anyone in the store.
So. Well, you might, because I just have this grocery, they're showing me this grocery store, and I just don't know why, and I feel like the energy's already there, so... It's so crazy because I would say that you had your eye on someone and then you say no, so it's got to be the energy that's coming. But I believe that you're going to meet somebody. I see you laughing, and I don't know why I'm going to say this, but you're with some people and you're going to see somebody in a store, where you're shopping. And I don't know if you're going to, it's just so cliche if you're squeezing the tomatoes and he says hi. But I just have a feeling that you're going to have your eye, either somebody works there or somebody that you are going to meet there. So go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I have to say that the same thing that I'm picking up too is that it's called a bumping in. Bumping into. And
okay.
So what she's picking up. And what I'm looking at in terms of the card that I pulled where your romance is like, are you still smarting a little from this last relationship? Because it looks like that that there was some sadness around trust issues.
Right, yeah. He was okay. My ex-boyfriend was very deceptive, yes. That is
yeah,
true.
I walked away
from that relationship as a result of all the dishonesty.
Yeah, and what I pick up is that it wasn't even so much about the anger of it, is just the sadness of because it feels like that you had a good thing and he was just stupid and there was just a sadness of that. He just couldn't see that and bring that forward. And having said all of that, it shows here in the this new opportunity for love is definitely roaring down, okay? But what I'm also seeing here is that boy, you got two wish cards right in a row. And it's also about a spiritual awakening there's a kind of a surrender of letting go of the idea that it wasn't about you. And intellectually, you know that it wasn't about you. But there's a part of you, that inner child, that little girl that says, it's like, wasn't I enough? Wasn't I, good enough? Why wasn't I the answer? And it had nothing to do with you. And you're still carrying a little bit of that kind of smarting less than. And so what the cards are showing here is that this is about a spiritual awakening, about getting attuned. I'm all that, and it's like, buddy, you missed your chance, and it's like, fooey on you-y, you know? And
right.
you, you want to start thinking like that. I mean, even talking to yourself in the mirror. I'm a firm believer in mirror work. I did it for years, recommended for years in my counseling practice.
And it was the mirror on the wall thing. You know what I mean, Jada? So, you know, mirror on the wall, Susan, we're looking at.
No, it's not that at all. It's like, did you have that conversation? Little girl, and you just say, you know something, you're fabulous. You know, he missed it, and this guy is on his way.
Yeah.
And it's like, you really want to work at that because, man, he is like right there,
Yeah.
And you're holding a little bit of less than energy as one unloads.
Well, can I tell you something, Jada, here?
I'm
really kind of glad that you, I believe, you know, we believe in karmic fate and soulmates. So, I mean, I won't say we because I do, and Susan could probably talk for herself, but maybe. But anyway, if I let her. But anyway, I do believe in soulmates. And what I don't see, everybody that comes in actually is a soulmate, good or bad, because they are here to teach you a lesson. So I'm really glad that the lesson this last gentleman, or if that's what you want to call him, taught you. And it's something that I know you contemplate, okay? I don't think that you, I see that you are a really sweet girl and you put up with a lot, but you had enough at that point, which I'm really glad because this new guy coming in is super, super sweet. And he's kind of got the same match to your personality where, you know, sometimes opposites attract, and maybe that's what your last boyfriend was. This one is going to be much more honest, sweet, and true, and that's what they're telling me. So it's a good thing that you went through this first one because now you'll know what you don't want. And that's why I think this new one coming in is coming in so quickly for you right now. Because I think that they want spirit wants you to know that when it's too hard and when it's too not nice, we don't make exceptions. But when it fits and it's sweet and it's nice and they help, that's when you know that you've met a really good soulmate for yourself. And I think this is the next guy coming in.
Great.
It feels you've got a lot of nice wish cards around. It looks good.
Yeah. So oh, can we oh. help you? So Jada, can we help you with anything else?
I think that's it. Do you guys have a description of what he may look like?
I don't do them because I've got to tell you, and maybe, you know, I've got to tell you what happens to me. And I've got a great spirit medium that's in chat, and I love him. It's Ronald Reeder, and he's sweet. But I will tell you why I don't. I see remotely, or I'll see them standing there. Depends. I saw faces all day today. But what happens is they might show me a younger version of themselves because I'm 15, and they tend to come younger than what they actually are, or some come older. So if I describe somebody to you and you don't recognize him, it could be because I'm either seeing his younger self or I'm seeing his older self, and that does happen with me. So that's why unless they are showing me directly, I think he's tall, this guy, because I'm short and he looks taller than me. But I can't tell you, does he have long hair? No. Does he have, what's he wearing? You know, it's nondescript to me right now. But I do see him, and he's got a big, big, sweet smile. But I don't really rock descriptions too well because sometimes, like, here's an instance, and I love blonde hair, okay? My husband has blonde hair. I'm a blonde hair, green eye, blue eye girl. Well, everybody I described for one time all had blonde hair and blue eyes. And I said, and people go, no, that's not him, but it sounds like him. No, that's not him, but it sounds like him. So I asked Spirit one day, why does everybody have blonde hair that you're bringing me? And they laughed and they said, because that's what you look for. So I don't do it anymore unless somebody, I see him real clear. I do know he's tall, so that I can tell. And he's not heavy. He's slim, but not too slim, so I can tell. But it sounds like a general description, and that's why I usually don't do it. Okay?
Okay. Well, that's okay. Well, thank you, lady, so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
you're wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a wonderful day. I am so, you know, I just, Susan, sometimes descriptions for me are funny. And I, you know, if I don't see them real well, but you remember I kept saying, I know I did with Brooke. Brooke, I described exactly her old boyfriend that, you know, she, what, and I mean, he, even to the, you know, boat, but his hair had, was sandy blonde, and she said, no, it's brown. And so I said, I wonder why I'm seeing him with sandy blonde hair. And the next one I saw was sandy blonde hair. And they, and Spirit said, well, because that's what you look for. So, you know, they've changed and I've changed a little bit, but I don't really do big full-on descriptions unless they're standing right in front of me and I can see them. So you know what I'm saying? Susan?
Yeah. Oh, were you talking to me or were you talking to, I thought you were talking to the caller. It's
no.
Like, yeah, I know. Oh,
well, I know how,
but you know,
reader,
I have
old.
To say, sometimes you get a spirit description that is so spot on. It's amazing.
But that's what I'm saying. Unless I see them real quickly in front of me, I won't give a description. And I did see him. I saw his tall with very, very short hair. But I didn't, you know, he's standing back. So it isn't yet. So he's standing back and didn't see him as, you know, I could, you know, describe some features. But I don't like doing that, especially when she's looking for somebody, because he might have a feature that's off. See, she doesn't know him yet, and I'd hate her to miss him. So that's why I didn't do it. But anyway, 928, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi. Hi, 928.
Oh.
Hi.
It's me.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
I was just typing about everybody seems to be blinking out today, and I was just doing that.
Hi, this is Maggie.
Hi,
Maggie.
Yeah, you're.
How
wow.
are you?
I have been absolutely electrified with the validations I got after our exchange yesterday. I went with Wolfgang lizard hunting in the park, and there's like this grove of they call them oak brush trees, and I got off the path, and I stepped, and I just missed stepping on a snake. And the snake charged ahead of me, and then Wolfgang, like, ran in front of him, so he, like, stopped abruptly, and he ran right back at me and slithered through my legs. I could feel his body brush my inner thigh.
That is a spiritual sign. I totally had that happen to me, too. That is a spiritual confirmation. I don't know what
Absolutely.
It is about those things.
And the
wow.
thing was, as I almost stepped on him, I was just thinking about talking with you two, and I was feeling, wow, I feel like I just came across a huge box of jigsaw puzzle pieces because I'm fitting all the pieces together.
I love that, Maggie.
And the snake, and I actually thought of you when he slithered through my legs and took off towards a tree, and I yelled, holy crap, that snake is fast. and then he climbed this tree, and it turns out to be like a 7 to 10 foot long snake. He was huge.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would have been running down that side so fast. I wouldn't even have known what size he was because I would have just kept running. But you love Mother Earth, and you love Gaia, which I do too, and you rock with every species in the world and beyond, so I wouldn't think you would run.
I have to admit that I rather do like snakes, and I thought it was sweet that it didn't bite me.
You have your limits, right? You have your boundaries, right?
Right. As long as they don't, like, crawl down my clothes or something, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
like
I just got knocked out of chat.
You know what? You're like one of those snake handlers. You know what I'm saying? Because you just love everything. And I, you know, I do too, but I'm not like that kind. Like if things are, you know, I can't, people say go hug a tree. I'm like, okay, well can I hug you? So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, that's the whole problem with me and Mother Earth. But I do step on it. I do step on sand. I do love watching the trees and everything else. So that's how I love Mother Earth.
That's,
yeah, well, I'm gonna give your secret away and tell them how you feel about squirrels.
Oh, please. You know, my husband, I'm so mad. You know what my daughter said? My daughter said she thinks it's Nanny. So I could be, like, starving these squirrels because I don't like them and I want them to stop eating the bird food. And it could be my mother.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what Lauren said. So I'm like thinking to myself, heck, what am I going to do? Do I feed the squirrels the bird food and then watch all the bird food go? And then the birds, what I can't figure out is why can't the birds peck the squirrels so that they can protect their own food? Well, Maggie, I'm just stunned everybody in the audience and on chat and on here, obviously. So, Maggie, thank you. I love having confirmation. Can we help you with anything else? I know we said you'd call in, but is there anything else you want to know?
Yes. I also had this other dream that I believe is a past life.
Mm-hmm.
And this dream, can you hear me? Am I breaking up?
I can hear you perfectly.
Yes. You're breaking up for me.
You're breaking up to me, Susan.
Oh God! I don't know. I don't know whether I'm on my laptop. I don't know what else to do here. Let me sign out and sign back in.
Okay, I'm gonna put. Well, go ahead. I mean, you sound fine for me. I'm gonna put you on hold, Maggie. Do you mind holding? And I'm gonna see what I'm gonna take another caller and see if it's them or you. It won't be
Let me just see. Okay.
But see, you're fine for me, Maggie. So I don't know, Susan, and you're fine for me.
You're coming in fine with me too, Bunny.
Okay. Well, go ahead and ask, and Susan, you'll have to deal with it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let me sign out and sign back in. Look for me when I sign back in.
You sound good now.
I sound good now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's because my chair was on my cord.
I have a caller on 610 and it's Janie. Janie, you're going to come right after, so don't hang up, okay? Because I know I can't barely see you on the board, but I know you're listening. So you're going to be picked up next. So go ahead, Maggie. Can you ask us a question so we can rock with you?
The dream that I had was I was a little boy. I feel like I was about 9 years of age, and I was living in Nazi Germany. And my brother and I were pretending to be brown shirts. And during this time in Nazi Germany, they had I think it was the Black Forest, and they had fire towers. Do you know what a fire tower is? Those big towers that are elevated so you can look out for forest fires. Well, the Nazis were using this as, like, information posts to spy. And they would occasionally have the brown shirts go man them. And so my brother and I decided to take out the fire tower. And when we did this, we had an explosive. And the detonation went off, and as I was climbing down the tower, it got caught in my boot, and I couldn't free myself in time. So when the detonation went off, I blew up with the fire tower, and my body was found like a mile down the Rhine River. And I'm wondering if I could get verification on this.
Well, I can tell you, Maggie, I can't even go there, and I'll tell you why. One of my lives was in World War II. I can't even watch I did watch one movie. I can't watch a movie because I died in one of my lives. I did die in World War II, and it was not a pretty sight. And so I am one that has, I mean, I'm listening, and my whole body is going to is shaking. So I really believe that if you've had this dream, that I am sure that you were there because 10 million people were there. 12 million people died, and nobody realizes that there were other people that died besides just I'm Jewish, but besides the Jewish people, priests that helped and people that were sympathizers, and then he went after other people. The war was a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. And if you have a dream like that, and I can't even imagine that this wouldn't be something that, yes, did happen. What do you think, Susan?
I definitely think that what you saw was a past life, but also what I'm hearing, you said that you were with your little brother?
No, I was the little brother. I was with my older brother.
You're with your older brother? What I'm picking up here is that it doesn't feel like that your older brother reincarnated yet, and that he is in spirit still. And that there's a message for you in terms because it feels like during this scenario, it's like both of you were caught, okay?
Yeah.
And he said, run. And you ran, and he. I get so emotional about this. And he saved your life. Now you have reincarnated, but he still has not.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Bonnie can pick that up.
Yeah, I can. I am picking up. He's not going to reincarnate for a very long time, and the reason is he. He feels that it's really a shame because he felt that he was trying to save you because he didn't make it either, but you didn't make it either, and he has guilt about that. Now, he doesn't want to come back. It's not the guilt that he has in spirit, but until you two can come back together. The message that he has for you, and this is what I'm picking up, is that you have somebody in spirit that, oh, my goodness, they're here. That's definitely part of you that you haven't brought down here with you, that loves you, that looks over you, that wants you to be happy, because in the last life, actually, I don't know that it was the last life, but in that life, you were a boy. And he wants you to understand that this life is precious, that it's so different from the last, that he wishes he could be here with you so that you could share again as brothers or brother and sister, although he wants to come back as brothers. But he is watching over you this lifetime, and that he's so eager for you to come back that and reincarnate with him is what he's saying. The message for you with that, I believe, with that dream is he wanted you to know he's around you, that it is a spirit. He was a soulmate. That he was your brother. You have reincarnated with him more than once, and you've been different people with him, and he truly misses you, but he watches you every minute, and he wants you to know that there's somebody, even when you go through really hard times, things that you can't handle, and that you really, really think, why am I here? He wants you to know that this is, oh my goodness, this is a gift. I mean, he's all over here. That this is a gift for you, this life. This was a gift that he wishes he could share with you. And he will if you want to come back with him in the next life.
Mm-hmm. He will if I want to what?
If you want to come back. He can't this lifetime. He's not coming back.
He's not
coming back. But if you want to reincarnate with him as brothers again, he would be willing to do that.
Ooh, maybe in the new world.
Yeah, well, he doesn't really want to come back here for a long time, but he does want you to know that this was a gift that you've got to really think, and that's why he came. That's why you had that dream, that he wanted you to know how bad it was and how great it is for you now in this world, and that he wants you to know that you're loved from above because he's always watching you.
Wow.
So
that
I hope
that's so touching. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Maggie. Oh, my God. I'm going to pull myself out of this. Okay, I am going to say that we will
fall down the rabbit hole there, dear.
No, I'm pulling my – you know me. I've got a glass tube around me. That rabbit hole doesn't go far. Maggie, I am going to say thank you and move to the next caller. But
thank you for letting me see.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for letting me see everyone. That's a tough one. I don't really love World War II. It had so many memories for me and so many bad memories for a lot of people. The goodness is that we don't have to experience it again. We all need to realize that because, you know, the old saying, never again. So hopefully it won't happen. But I do want you to know it's tough for Susan and I. It is a very devastating war. And I just know that there's plenty of people that are empaths like us, or she's much more of an empath than I am. I'm an empath with a glass tube around me, so I can pull myself out, but Susan sometimes has a tough time doing it. 610, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi!
Hi!
Bonnie, hi!
Hi, baby! You know what? Oh, my goodness. Susan, get your Akashic Records rocking. This girl is my girlfriend, Janie.
Bonnie, back
Hi,
to Germany.
Jenny, how are you?
I'm good, Susan. I need to know if Bonnie's back from Germany. Takes her a little while. But come on back, honey.
Listen, you got to make sure Susan's back. I'm a comet, girlfriend. I can go from one to the other. I can rock both sides. It's Susan I might have to pull out. You okay?
Oh, no. I'm fine. It's like Bonnie's actually been teaching me how to do that. It's like she finds me falling down because I'm a hyper empathic, and it's like she finds me falling down the rabbit hole, and it's like, and she catches me by the back of my collar and go, oh no, you don't.
Yeah,
and
no.
So she's teaching me how to come out of that. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, she's good at that. She's great.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And she raves, Susan. I have to say, she raves about you. She absolutely raves. Are you Ethel or Lucy?
I can hardly hear you. Your volume is really low.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Wait a minute. Wait.
Hey, you're getting good, Jane. Ask her
right,
again.
I mean, the whole last caller was, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Do we have you?
Yeah.
It's better.
I got to tell you.
Are you sitting on your floor?
Yes, I am, but I got to know I'm sitting in the garage, Janie. Now, listen, ask her that last question because I want to see what her answer is, because whatever her answer is determines what I'm going to say.
Okay. Why am I here?
No, your next question. No, the question.
Why am I here?
Question.
I mean, like, let's get it like really simple. Like, why am I here?
Oh, she wants her Akashic Records open, Susan. But that's not what she asked you. She said, "Are you Lucy or Ethel?"
Oh,
I am. I'm both.
I don't like that answer.
You're Gemini?
She doesn't claim to be any Ethel in her at all, but I have a lot of Lucy in me. And that's what a couple of my friends call me is Lucy. I have the red hair and I have this kind of quirky sense of humor and outrageous
that's
mouth.
What you think.
Bonnie out Lucy's me 10 times over. So when she does, yeah. When she does that, you know, then I do my Ethel thing because somebody has to have some sanity around
I know.
Bonnie.
And it certainly ain't Ricky.
Yeah. So that's
okay,
my job.
Anyway.
So that's what I claim to be Ethel.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
All right,
no
ahead.
House dresses for me, though.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so you're asking, what are you here for?
Why am I here? Yeah, what am I here for? I mean, like, that's a long story, and I don't want to, like, go into everything. I'm in a very, very, very good place as far as my immediate family goes. We have some foot problems, but we'll deal with
that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, but Spirit just flashed a picture in front of me that
it
was... I mean, it was like you being dropped in and going, what the hell?
Yeah, because she wanted to be a boy. She told me at 3 years old she wanted to be a boy, but she's the prettiest girl you've ever seen. She was a tom girl, but, you know, that's what Janie said to me when she met me at 3 years old. I think I was three and she was four. She said, I said, hi, my name's Bonnie, and she said, hi, I'm Janie.
I bet you had a hard time getting a word in edgewise even then.
I did. Yeah. So I figured if I just came out with something really crazy, she would just be quiet and listen.
That's what she said. But she did stymie me because at three, I didn't know what a boy was. And she said, I want to be a boy. And I looked at her. I said, oh, okay, but I think you're a little girl. Could you want to play? So and then we've been friends ever since. So, and our parents were, my mom and her mom was best friends. But I really feel like she would like, I mean, I'm not asking for her, but I think she wants her Akashic records open. And that's what she's saying to you.
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 57. I will be, my birthday's a week before Bonnie's, July 7th. I will be 58.
You're a Cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. Cancer. Yes, and I was, you want the time I was born?
No, that's all I need to know, because I need to know how far you are into this particular soul window. You're almost out of Cry on Return, which is the redo, reset, rethink, and those questions, what am I here for? Because that's when the dreaming soul is fully awake, and the higher self is literally life coaching and saying, okay, this is your last shot of figuring it out, getting it, and then you make your choices. And from this point in, it's just kind of touch up until we go home. And what your particular soul window, this cry on return for you, you've been in it a long time, baby. you had a big soul window. It started for you about 47. You've been in it about 20-some years of really questioning life, being challenged health-wise. I mean,
Susan,
the whole thing.
Susan, she's 57, going to be 58. That would be 10 years.
57. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You started early.
Wait a minute. See, everything happens for a reason, I believe. And you said 47, and that was the year. And I just have to tell you one thing, and then I'm not going to say anything else. But
yeah,
47
you,
years
maybe
when I was 47 years old, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So there's a reason that just blurted out. But
okay.
I'm fine now.
Oh my God, I'm hearing 20 years of being in Cry on Return, and it's like you started Cry on Return way early. I mean, way early. You got 20 years of being in it.
So, you started 37?
No. What I heard was 67. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Which told me that you're going to be in Cry on Return for 20 years. You started at 47, and it's like, and you got another 10 more years to go.
Wow.
No, I'm 55.
Yeah, she's 50, saying you have another 10 years, Janie. You have another 10 years before you're 67. You have another 10 more years to go for your Cry on Return. You're going to be in it 20 years.
So wait a minute. What does that mean?
Well, she's going to explain it to you.
I'm getting ready to tell you. Okay.
I just want to clear up the age thing.
Yeah, because I heard 67, and I'm thinking, oh my God, she's got 20 years and been in this thing 20 years because you started at 47. But basically,
okay,
what Spirit was telling me is that that's how big your window is 20 years, okay? And there's a reason for that, all right? Is that because you came in with heavy duty family karma clearing. You're picking up it's like if there's sister stuff, there's health stuff, there's psychotic stuff, and basically you, Miss Big Pants, thought that you said, oh, I can handle this. I'm coming in. I'm going to Arnie this life, and I'm going to clear past karma for my family and move it forward. And you know, you did a fairly decent job of riding the waves up until you got like about 51, 52, 53, and the wind went out of your sails. Okay.
Okay.
It was like something happened to you that it was like you stepped back and you went, you know, what was I thinking? I don't think I can finish this. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
No, I don't know about the time frame. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I've always been a caretaker. But I went through a really tough 2 years, these past 2 years, health-wise. And I had a very, very supportive network of family, my husband, my kids, my friends. They're fabulous. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm so lucky and I'm very grateful. I count my blessings every day because I fought like hell and I wasn't going to give up. And I didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm so in such a good place now. And you mentioned my sister, and now it's my sister, and I have to say, like I said to Donnie, I said,
has it always been that way?
I'm not doing this. I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
Has it always been that way?
It's always been that way, except I feel healthy physically and mentally for the first time, really, in a long, long time. And my family, immediate family, they've been my rock.
When did your mom die? What? Wait a minute, Janie. When did your mom die? Okay, so she took you about 3 or 4 years ago. And really, if you think about it, your mom died. My dad died 7 years ago, so your mom's probably dead about six. Maybe?
Six and a half. Yeah. Six and a half died in October.
4 years ago, Susan's giving you that. What did you give her 3 or 4 years ago? You decided to say you couldn't do it all again. Is probably when some things happen, because I kind of remember. But you know, it is your reading, so I'll keep my mouth shut. But
No, that's not true, because there's so much that's going on in my life, health-wise, that a lot of the general anesthesia took a lot of that away from me. I mean, 4 surgeries in 1 year is just, like, a lot. And seriously, Bon, if you remember stuff that I don't, which you probably do, because I share mostly everything with you, I don't want you to think that you're stepping on my toes, because you're never stepping on my toes.
Well, I think there were some issues with Michael coming back home, and I think that was 3 years ago.
Right.
And I think that there were issues with Aileen a couple years after your mom died. I think she did okay for. So I really believe if you look at those dates that Susan gave you, write them down, because I will guarantee you I did the same thing to another reader. And when I got off the phone, I go, oh, my God, I can't believe that I told him no. So write down.
No, I'm not saying no. I don't mean no. I just mean, like, when is this all going to end? Like,
She hasn't even gotten to open your records yet. She's just telling you what she sees. So give her a minute.
Okay, well. Look, I'm gonna finish this. Okay, you can either say yay or nay, but I want you to be quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, both of you, be quiet. All right.
Go.
Now, this is, you asked me. It's like you said, what did I come here to do? And that's what I told you to do. Told you is that you came in to clear a lot of family karma. Now, regardless of what your relationship is now, that's not how it's always been. And it hasn't been in past life either, okay? You've got what you did is that your body took the hit, okay? It literally took the energetic hit of emotional distress. And what you did, it's like, I don't want to say that you made a sacrifice for your family, but it's like you made the decision to come in and bond your family under a set of challenging situations that you created. All right, but it hasn't been that way, and it certainly hasn't been that way in past lives. All right, so the contracts that you came, you say your family was supportive and loving and everything. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's exactly why you chose to do this. This is a big risk that you took, a big risk, because what I'm feeling is that there was sometimes at a point where your body was saying, I don't know if I can do this. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And it is because of that loving support of coming together, which was all planned by you and devised by you in order to heal, like, you know, we're talking about a life now here, folks. Let's put all the pettiness aside, okay? And what you did is that you changed karmic energy in your family. Now, did you do it completely? No, not yet. You still have another 10 years that things are going to come up for you in terms of family. Why is it that I pick up about your family that I'm hearing poking nose here, sometimes other members of family think that they know what's best for other members of family?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not my immediate family,
okay.
but somebody that doesn't live here, you know what I mean.
And just remember that even though you say not your immediate family,
it's not my husband and my kids. That's what I mean.
Yeah, you keep saying your husband and your kids. You're talking about your sister, your father, your mother, the past. I mean, all that stuff is really where it's at.
Yeah, we're talking about a soul family, not just immediate family, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and your soul family could take in-laws, friends. I mean, you took on a pretty big karma. I mean, pretty big one. And you still have about another 10 years that you're going to be in this window where you're still, it's like you came in with all of this resilience, emotional resilience, and physical, look, I'm going to show you how to do it because I'm going to take all your focus off of your pettiness and we're going to put it on something important, life.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. Go ahead.
When you asked what it was that your purpose in life is, it's like literally you dropped into this family and your soul family that you love very, very much and said, you know, you guys need to get your shit together and I'm willing to make the sacrifice for you in order for you to see what's really important.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Because when I look at your soul family, what I see is I see royalty, I see tribal pride, warring factions over something small and stupid, and a loss of life over a slight. And it's like, and basically you said, enough is enough. It's like, I'm going to come in this life and I'm going to show you what is important in life. Love, health, family, togetherness. It's like, forget all this pettiness.
Exactly. Survival and,
Yes. More than survival. No more than survival. It's not just about survival because you wouldn't be alive today if it was just about survival. It is about how you are going to survive.
Now, what happens if I say I don't want to be in charge anymore? Not with my father, not with my husband and kids, but with this issue concerning my sister. Do I have to come back again in another life and do this all over again?
No. My feeling about it is that this is a gift, you know. I mean, well, if you want to, yeah, you know. But
no.
The thing is this is a gift that you gave them. And it's like, I'm going to give you this gift. And I'm going to, we're going to get our priorities right. We're going to come from the heart. We're going to learn what it's like to come from the heart versus tribal slights, materialism, you know, land, you know, my daughter can't marry your son. Let's go to war. you know, kind of thing. You came in and and somewhere along the line you asked Bonnie to help you.
Maybe that was, 4 years older than me. Maybe that was my problem. I'm kidding.
You asked me the major question, but I want to I want you to open your book a little further for me. So what I'm going to ask you is that what is it that you do for a career and now and in the past?
Well, here's the thing. I've always had to stop. I've had to stop what I'm doing and put everything that I love, all my passion, except my family. My family's my passion, but I had to put everything on hold for one thing or another, to take care, to take, to raise my sister.
Remember what I said about self-sacrifice and sacrificing? That's
right.
But here's the thing.
I had a lot of surgeries within the past year and a half, right after my daughter's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no choice because I had failed reconstructions and I had cellulitis. So I had three failed reconstructions and I had to get it right. And, you know, a lot of people said, oh, just take them all off. And I said, no, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to have a mastectomy and I'm going to do it right. I'm going to have other healthy parts of my body transplanted to the front and I'm going to have my boobs. I like boobs. And guess what? 2 years later, I got them. I feel great. And I just, and I'm healthy.
Okay,
and
well,
I'm healthy.
What she does is she's also
there you
a
go.
Speaker.
So that was my sacrifice. My sacrifice was really to myself. My sacrifice was I want to be here for my family. I'm going to take my own breasts off. And for all those women out there that are going through this traumatic thing, they're two boobs. They're sisters, and they can be replaced. And
well, you know,
it's what you
taught them too. It's what you showed because
right.
having breast cancer and a mastectomy is when you talk about coming in and doing a life, that's not any small sacrifice.
Right, but like you asked, what I did for a living, I had to stop all the stuff because I just didn't have the energy. I was worn down. I was worn down.
But she's a calligrapher too, so she. You
I'm a calligrapher, and I do. And I'm an artistic.
An artist.
And every time I'm doing Zentangle. I don't know if you're familiar with that art form. It's relatively new, but it's like sort of yoga for the brain, and it's sort of doodling. But I'm very artistic, and I incorporate my calligraphy with it. And I'd like to start making jewelry out of it, and I can't. I've had to stop every time I started, and every time I saw like a success or you know the pot over the ring, you know, at the end of the rainbow, I've had to stop because of my health issues. But now I'm healthy and I'm starting up again, and I started up when I was healing, and then this thing with my sister who is a 24/7 job, and I feel like I owe my family more of myself rather than being a caretaker to my sister when my father's in Florida. And he should be the one doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just enough is enough. And like,
well,
Bonnie,
that's the point that I was making, that you had reached your limit.
Yeah.
You had reached the limit of your contract. Okay.
Yeah.
And but that's what you came here to do, is to snap your soul family into shape. But you have, it's like you have come to the point where it's like I come first now. I've done enough. The contract is almost to the end, and it's like, you know, either you get it or you don't.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what would you consider your gifts?
My gifts.
Mm-hmm.
My gifts are making people feel good about themselves. I do. I have a gift. I have so many friends. I'm so lucky. I am so grateful. I have best friends, Bonnie, of course, you're number one.
Yes, thank you.
From the past, most of my friends are from my childhood, and I think that says a lot about me. And I show that to my kids, and, you know, and I always said that to my kids, never give up your friends. Never, ever, ever give up your friends for you think that it's going to be the man of your dreams. Friendships are so important, and just making a stranger feel good about themselves. I'm glad.
Okay.
And I'm very artistic, and I see the beauty in mostly everything.
All righty. And what is it that you like the most about yourself?
I'm kind of cute at 58.
You're what? You're what?
She's cute. She's cute at 58.
I'm really cute at 58. I still look like I'm really young. And, like, after all the shit I went through, you know.
She's
it's
beautiful.
Like,
that's what she's
I,
telling
I really,
you. That's
really
what she likes
life.
About herself.
I still love life. I'm not negative about it.
Okay.
I just right. Life is such a gift. You know?
Go ahead and give it to her, Susan. Just give it to her. She can take it. Okay? She's
like
taking a lot
I
of other stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to what it is that I said before in terms of the sacrifice that you made for the soul family, okay? And I can't read your book because it's in a language that I don't understand, so they give me symbols. The top symbol is your tool. The bottom symbol is your foundation. And your top symbol, okay, which your tools, they're showing me helium balloons, okay?
The last word was cut out, helium
balloons.
Helium balloons. Balloons,
oh, okay.
You know, like party balloons, okay? And so basically you came in here with the tools of making everyone feel wonderful, life is a party, making them feel the best. And the problem with the helium balloons, tools, of course, is eventually the balloons run out of helium. And they go flat, okay? And so that's kind of what you're experiencing in terms of this with the health that you've gone through and everything. But that's your tools. I mean, your tools is bringing people balloons and, you know, making it a party. That was your tools. That's the thing that you chose to do. It's all basically about of getting them to see that life is a gift, that quit taking things so seriously. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't, you know, and that's your tools. That's what you came in here. Your foundation that you came in here with is an interesting situation because what they're showing me is a Perriott doll mask. Okay, you know what that is?
A what?
No.
A Perriott doll mask.
I have no clue what a Perriott doll is. I do know what a mask is, but I don't know what a Perriott doll and
okay.
mask is.
Okay, basically they were French dolls, all right, and you see them in little antique shops, but they're the same. Okay, their faces that are painted white, and they have the clown and the feathers, and they're called Perriott dolls.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like clowns, but go ahead.
Okay, that's your foundation, meaning that you made the sacrifice that you would put on this Perriott doll mask, okay, of the beauty and the joy and the making friendships and feeling good. But underneath that mask, it's like you hold in a lot of pain, okay? It is by choice, okay, because that's your foundations. You came in with a contract to clear out a lot of pain and a lot of resentment, a lot of anger, and just basically what I'm hearing. I have a guide that likes the movies, and there's this movie. They're showing me a movie from they called Brad Pitt's World War Z when the girl. He had to cut her hand off to keep her from turning, and he's trying to heal her, put her bandage on, and he tells her, gut up, meaning, you know, be strong, okay? And that's your foundation that you came in this life, is that regardless of everything that else has done is that your inner foundation is that you're the one to be strong. You're the one to make people feel better. You're the one, regardless of how you really feel.
But I always feel, but that's That's really true. But
yeah.
I feel like everyone takes care of, has been taking care of me. That I and I don't and I
since when?
And I hate it very strong word. I mean, since
your whole life.
No, not at all.
We're not talking about the last couple years. We're talking about
okay. I thought it was like up until now. Okay.
No. We're talking about your whole journey, what you came in here to do. And that's life. And that's your whole life. But what I'm trying to say to you is that you basically accomplished a lot of what it is that you came in to do. And that's why you're feeling, it's like you got, like I said, in about another 10 years of this contract, it's starting already of that the helium balloons are running out of helium. And you're going, you know, I'm not blowing up any more balloons. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to help you, Janie. I told you, I have great things to do, you know, that I can give you for Aileen. You know, I mean, I could at least help you with that one. You know,
I did discuss that with my father, by the way, and he didn't disagree, you know. So.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Yeah,
you're starting
yeah.
to heal, Janie. You're starting to, like Susan said, the helium is going to run out, but you're going to have tools to be okay, so...
Yeah. And the thing is that you came in with the perfect foundation here. Is it because the one thing about the Perriott doll mask is they're beautiful for the world to see. Underneath is your journey and what it is. And at any point in time during these next few years, you can take that foundation and that mask off and say, you know something? I'm pissed. You know,
that's right.
And it's like, I'm not blowing up any more balloons.
But I can't
and
be pissed at my sister because she's bipolar. And I can't just let
sister?
Her go. She's my baby sister. And
oh, no, it has nothing to do with that, Janie.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with how you feel about people. It has to do with what you're going to do to survive. It's not your sister you got the anger with. It's,
I just want to
help.
I just want to sit down and do my artwork. Yeah. I mean, I'm so happy when I'm sitting at my little art table looking out the window and seeing the neighborhood and looking down at my puppy and doing my artwork. But I never seem to have a chance.
Here's what I want to say to you. All right.
Give me some homework.
Now we got to move to the next caller because otherwise, Janie, I'm going to be yelled at in chat.
I just want to say this last thing to you, all right, in terms of what it is that about that what the helium balloons are saying. And if I can, you know, that you felt so nurtured and everything, you accomplished a lot of what it is. But from this point on, every single thing that you do must be about conserving and saving emotional and physical energy for you.
I needed to hear that.
And you want to hear something, Janie? And I know what Susan's going to say because I can read her mind. I'm telepathic. The thing is that, Janie, you're no good to anybody if you don't survive. So it doesn't matter how great
you are and
how wonderful you are and how you put on that mask. But if you do not survive, and spirit won't let you, if you continue to not look at yourself, then you are not going to be of help on this side of the world to anybody.
Right.
And I know that's
not what you want. I totally agree. I agree. Susan, you were great. God, you really tapped into a lot. No, seriously. And Bonnie, I love you. I'll always love you.
Yes, I love you too. You need to listen to that, the archives, Janie. But you know,
Janie. You've got fabulous energy. I love the Perriott doll and the helium balloons. I mean, it just was so clear at what you can. And I'm not kidding you. I'm gonna close this by saying is that I am in total honor of you because, honey, you took on a big karma.
Yes.
Aww,
you're going down the rabbit hole. Don't go down, Susan. I know you've done the same thing. Everybody
takes a village, Susan.
It takes a village, Janie. Now you've got to let your village take over is what you need to do, but giving them advice. Okay. And Susan has is doing the same thing for her family. It's a good thing I don't have to, because I think my family came in to take the karma from me, because I just am not going to take anybody else's or be here for them. I've had it in this lifetime and probably in much other lifetimes. But Janie, you did take on a big, 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 big responsibility. And you know what? Once you clear all that stuff up for your soul family, just think of how fun it's going to be the next time.
Oh, yeah. You're coming back to me, honey.
Yeah.
You're coming back to me.
Yeah. Blow those balloons up for you.
I will. And I'm going to help you.
You hang in there, too, Susan. And Bonnie, I love you. I'll talk to you a little later, okay?
I love you, too. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Bye. I'm so in awe of her anyway. She's a strong, wonderful individual. She has been everybody's strength in that family, and they've had issues. So I'm going to go to 661. 661, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking
Hi.
With?
It's Tricia.
Hi, Tricia.
I wanted to ask any romance coming into my life, and I'm not sure about one man that is more like a kind of like a karmic brother. It was kind of a weird thing that just I met somebody, but he's not really that interested or didn't make a pass or anything, so just
well,
I
you
have
know,
to pass on that one.
Well, you
how
know
how old are you, Crystal?
Krista. Trisha, I'm sorry. It's Trisha.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I just turned 60.
60 or 50?
60.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I got those five and sixes right now. Because I don't want a spirit playing with me again.
Can I just tell you? Go ahead.
Hold on.
Okay, just go start throwing the cards if you can, Susan, because what I'm getting, and maybe you'll feel it, I feel space around you, which means I don't feel, and I feel like when you said karmic brother, well, a karmic brother wouldn't make a pass at you, because you must feel subconsciously that he feels like a brother versus a lover. So that kind of is what I picked up right away. And maybe that's why he hasn't made a pass, or that you don't think he possibly would. I do feel that you didn't think he was your brother, that you actually liked him or would like him or be interested, but I see a lot of space around you, which means I don't feel you're letting anybody in. And that's kind of got to be an issue. I know you're looking, but I feel like they're showing me clouds. Like you and clouds all around you, and then people around at the perimeter of the clouds, which shows me that you're not really bringing anybody too near you, okay? And I think that this whole thing with the brother, when you said it, and I don't know if it's a slip for you, but it actually felt more comfortable for you to say that than, hey, I like somebody, but I don't think he's interested in me. Because then you put I don't know if you know subconsciously, that puts a branding. You wouldn't be with your brother. You wouldn't like your brother. Your brother wouldn't like you in that way. And that subconscious.
It didn't start out that way. I just felt that maybe, actually, let me flip that. Maybe he thought more of me like a sister.
Right, because I feel like you liked him, but that, you know,
I was very attracted to him. Across, you know, we spent a couple of days, and it was sort of like weird, you know.
I have to say, can you give me that person's name?
His name is Thomas.
I think your instincts are right about this. I think that he liked you. He thought he liked you more. But what I'm hearing is that it's like he likes you, but I think he lost interest in pursuing anything with you. It's just it's just that energy, you know. And the thing is, you like him, but I'm not getting that he's returning it.
Yeah.
And having said all of that,
it's like it looks like you do have someone coming in. Oh, and also, there's something. Are you sure that he's available?
Who?
That this person that you're interested in.
I basically let it go because I just sort of felt like. In the end of it, it was something that he said, you know, that as though he's still looking for who he's looking for.
Well, that was, you know what, that was a good hint. You know, that's a really good hint that is one that you don't want to really, that's not a pursuable person anyway, because for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The interesting thing was, for me, it was a huge jump because I've been sitting back and I really put myself out there for whether it was 10 minutes or 10 days or, you know, 10 years, it didn't really matter. You know, I kind of like threw myself out there. And
but that's
kind of
good.
That's exactly
what you needed to do. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And what I'm seeing here is that you definitely got someone coming in because you're working on it. It's like you've put in. I always call those kind of interest training wheel relationships. You know, that it's like to get the pulse moving, the heart energy open, the emotions stirred up, and it's like. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the ones, or that you even get a turn. You know, given back. It's mostly about, you know, starting the engine up again. And Bonnie's right. You know, you've got one hand in terms of wanting to pull a relationship in.
Yeah.
And then you've got another hand of saying, I'm not quite sure yet. And you might want to get a little bit more clear with yourself of what it is that you're really looking for in terms of a relationship. I think friendship to you is very important, that closeness of feeling that, you know, you can laugh and joke and trust and everything. But also there's this energy about where trust comes up. And they have to be a combined package there. It feels like you're splitting them out. Like there's guys that you can trust and they're great and they're wonderful. And then there's other guys that you can't trust. And you want to sandwich that together like an Oreo cookie.
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, yeah. I honestly do know that I'm sort of like pulling them in one rope and wanting them to come in, and the other part of me is going, not quite ready yet.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is that enjoy the emotions. Enjoy
right.
the attention. Because what I'm hearing is that you're stirring up the emotions. You're stirring up the pot. And what it is that your body's going to like that emotion and like that feeling, and you're going to go, oh, what the heck, I'm going to go for it, you know? And it's like versus of that of like, oh, I don't know, maybe I'll wait another month. Well, maybe another month, you know? And it's like you're just going to jump into it, and that's what training wheel relationships are for.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I would have jumped 2 weeks ago.
Good. I mean, that's exactly what you needed. Is that it's like, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So now what you want to do is that you want to, you know, put the, because it shows here that your manifesting skills where men are concerned are pretty good. And it's like, so write down exactly what you're looking for and then just put it out there. Just say, I'm ready. It's like I'm ready to take that chance because I know that whatever I had in the past, the going forward is even better.
Yes, yes, yeah.
But it feels close. I mean, it does. It feels close. I would say probably. What year are we in? We're in what, 2014?
Right.
It's like, oh God. It's like I'm feeling like either by the end of this year or maybe by the beginning of next.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Bonnie, have you got knocked off?
Sorry?
I think Bonnie's gotten knocked off.
Honey.
Okay.
Hello?
Susan?
Oh, there you go. Okay, there you
good.
Go.
Can I say, yes, I'm so sorry. I had to tell Kelly, my computer, and this is Mercury retrograde, was 100% full. Now it tells me I have percent.
I've already got knocked out of chat twice. Now
yeah,
I just kind of gave up.
Well, so I am telling Kelly to run the board if mine goes down. But anyway, Tricia, what I love about you and why I saw the clouds, and I love that. Now I'm getting freaking things like you, Susan, about, you know, is like this. You really have, and like what she said, very good discernment about guys. Like a lot of people would have hung on and hung on and hung on. But you know, you feel it. You feel it when there's something wrong and you step away. I love that because then you don't waste the energy. Just make sure, and I think you're okay with that, that when the right one comes, you don't walk away too fast. But I don't think you're going to. I really believe.
No, I don't think so at all. I think you're going to recognize it.
Yeah, and I love that you don't waste time. I really love that because a lot of girls or a lot of women or a lot of men, they hang on and hang on and hang on. And why doesn't he? And why did it? And why? And then what happens is they use so much positive energy to a negative effect that they are in a quagmire and they can't figure out what happened. So I love that, you know, that you are able to do that. And you should be really proud of yourself, Tricia.
Oh, yeah. It's on its way. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm aware of the tantric energy in
a relationship.
I love that.
That's really important.
If you could teach people how to recognize that, you would be a great coach for people to do that because a lot of people don't get it. They don't get it because it's what they want, and it's got to be what both of you want, right?
Yes. It's really interesting when I went through even my own menopause, if I want to use that term. I'm sorry, a little echoed here. My whole sexual energy changed to a much bigger state.
I've got so much echoing going on now with you. I can't hear anything that you're saying. I have no idea why it's doing that now.
Thank you for speaking.
Thank you so much, Tricia. You are a wonderful lady. I wish that you would teach. Probably because you've got Kelly on. Kelly, are you on? Because my computer is totally down. Kelly?
Yes, I don't have any.
No, I wasn't. I was just listening.
Yeah, now you're not echoing.
Okay. Okay, Tricia, I would love to say have a wonderful day. And, you know, call us back and let us know because we really love your energy.
Yeah. It's coming. It's definitely in your car. There's no question about it. Definitely.
Oh fantastic. All right. You take care. And
thank
you.
Me.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, Kelly, we need the next caller because I don't have a computer.
All righty. Sounds good here. Our next one will be area code 315. Take it away.
315, you are on with Bonnie and Susan, and you're lucky Kelly still has being on because otherwise we wouldn't be able to take anybody. So hi.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing
fabulous.
Who are we talking to?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I was wondering if you could look into my records for me.
Ooh, Susan, this is our last, and you know what? This will take us to about, let me just, if you're going to open it, let me just say to everyone, we love you. We saw all the people in chat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are
I
thank you guys. I'm not able to talk, eat, chew, write, and go into the ethers at the same time. You all know me. I'm ADD, but I do appreciate it. I do see you in there. I love everybody in there. Please know that we love you and we thank you, and thank you for all the callers also. I am doing this because Susan's going to get into opening your Akashic records, and we might be going to right when they cut us off. So please join us tomorrow. You have Ron Cole talking about the skies, all in astrology, and our girl Kelly. I don't know what we'd do without Kelly. Kelly is our Atlantean life and birth card reader. Call in. She'll give you a reading. She's super cool, and we love her. All right, so go ahead. Who are we talking to again, Sue? Sue, this is Susan. So, Susan, go ahead, girlfriend.
What was her name?
Sue.
Sue?
Yes, like a boy named Sue?
That's where my name came from.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 44.
44, double digits. Boy, we had a lot of those the last 2 days. You are in a soul window where basically you have just come out of where you reevaluated all your young girl energies, grown up, realizing that mortality is there. You're not going to be young forever. You want a wise woman choices. The first questions of like, oh my God, what does life have in store for me? And double digit years are very, very powerful. May I ask you what you do for a career?
Actually, nothing, because at this point in life, I'm 75% disabled.
Okay. What did you used to do?
Let's see. I worked as a cook for many years, a baker. I used to manage riding stables. I used to do therapeutic riding with accident victims, stroke victims, things like that.
Okay. What is it that you are disabled with?
I need a right knee replacement. I'm going to need a left knee replacement eventually, and I have herniated disc in my back.
Okay.
What I was wondering about.
What's that?
One of the things I was wondering about is, like, this whole entire lifetime, every time I am in a relationship with somebody and I'm happy, either they die or somebody else dies, which is completely out of, throws the relationship completely out of control. They got to move out of state. Something out of my control or that person's control always happens to end the relationship.
Okay.
How about your baking? I love your baking. Can you bake, like, birthday cakes?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I want to know. You're good.
Bonnie. Okay. Let's move on here. what do you consider your gifts?
Well, one of them that I always had that I've kind of closed down was I would know before someone I was close to was going to die or an animal would die. I would see their death before it would happen. I would know the exact moment they took their last breath.
Okay.
Sue, do you see any of us? I mean, like, I'm a spirit medium and I'm psychic, but I don't see my last breath. Do you see me dying?
No.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
In about five seconds, if you don't keep your mouth shut.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I had to because I'm so interested.
Be quiet.
Oh, my God, Sue. I love you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What is it that you like the most about yourself?
What do I like most about myself? The fact that out of everything that's always happened in this life, I knew there was a reason for that bad thing to happen. I pick myself up, dust myself off, and at some point in this lifetime, I've come across somebody that gets put in that same situation. I've already been there and experienced that. I understand what they're feeling, and I can help that person.
Okay.
Oh, I love her.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you what your Akashic records have shown me, and This is a perfect example of a discussion that we had at the beginning of this show in terms of why is it that some souls choose a particular reincarnation when it doesn't seem fair, okay? And this is what your Akashic Records told me about your particular life, all right? What your tools are, okay, is what they're showing me is bindings and braces, polio braces, okay, all right, and also bindings when you break an arm, a casting binding, okay. And I'm just going to tell you what it is that I see, so that I'm hoping that you're going to understand the life that you chose for yourself, because there's a point to this, all right? And those are your tools, all right? Your foundation.
What kind of tools are those?
I'm getting ready to tell her, okay?
Okay.
Your tool, okay, your foundations, okay, is basically what they're showing me is that they're showing me when people pass, okay, people see that they see the white light, okay, and they're showing me that your foundations are that you came in here is that they're showing me that road, that illuminated road that people go into the white. Into the white light, and that's your foundation of what you came in here in life. That's why you experience so much closeness to death, okay? Because that's what your foundations are. And your foundations are is that you were someone who assisted other people. During their passing, okay, you were in other lifetimes. You were priest, you were nun, you were healer, and you were the ones that saw their passing, okay, and you were able to help them cross over. Let me explain this, all right, is that nowadays what spiritual healers and light workers are saying about transition is that we have taken the joy of going home. We are morphine, anesthetized, in comas. They put us to sleep, and we never experience. We're already out of our body when we pass. And what your past lives are about is that you help people make that transition, that joy of going home, okay, when they were going home, all right? That is why you see death. That is why you know when someone is going to the other side. That is why you understand that there's something very special about it. There's nothing to be fearful about it. And your journey here is to educate people of a graceful way of making transition, okay? Whether you do that by writing a book or whether you become an advocate of it, but what we have done now is that we have taken that gift away, okay? Because it is a gift. It's a very joyous time for the soul is when they go home, and you know that. You instinctively know that because that's what you did in past lives. Your tools seem to be knees represent forward movement, okay? Back represents support. You created this particular situation in your life so that you could be stationary, so that you could be in a situation where you could do what you are meant here to do. And what it is that I see what your journey and what your life path is about is to educate people about the joy of transition.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you know how much that's needed? Oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Sue,
and maybe,
you need to...
And maybe you don't feel it now, but, you know, if you read many, many spiritual books written by people, one of the things that they sometimes say is that something was taken away from them so that they were in a position where they had no choice but to do this. And you created the situation with your knees and with your back and everything so that it would keep you immobilized so that you, I don't know how you're going to do this, but that's your agenda in your life, is to bring the spiritual joy and blessing of transition back again, because we don't have it anymore.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I am just in so awe of the people that call in, aren't you? My goodness gracious. I mean, that's fabulous. I mean, we've had two girls that you've just opened the Akashic Record, one that is in, you know, oh my God, working off the worst kind of stuff you can for a family. And now we've got this lady, Sue, who is going to help us all transition home. Now, not all of us, because she won't be able to touch all of us, but she'll teach a lot of people and hopefully help them. I just think that's so cool.
And you're going to be given, what I'm hearing is that you're going to be channeled a book, okay? Don't worry about writing it. It's going to be channeled. And you're going to create a movement, okay? This is coming for you before 50, all right? That is about about the graciousness of going back home, and to get people to, when elderly or whatever, is to get them to resist putting their elderly. Their elderly parents into comas before they die.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Going to become an advocate of this.
You know, all of that makes a lot of sense. I used to write every single day. And especially when somebody would pass, I would write. I wrote a poem for them. But something happened the day that I helped my grandfather cross over.
Well, yeah.
And
it's called emotion.
I haven't been able to write since then.
Yeah, and you are a perfect example of like I said, our conversation that we had at the beginning of this show of why a soul sometimes chooses to make sacrifices for the greater good. And you have all that imprint. I mean, you got lots of spirit around you. Go to Bonnie. Bonnie, make it quick.
They're all holding their hands out. I can see them. There's a white tunnel on each side. There's graveyards. It's really cool because I love graveyards. And they're just lined and lined and lined. They're handing their hands out to you. Oh, my goodness, they're here. They're saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, I'm going right down that list. And because they don't show me, because they're in mass, not one person is stepping up. But I've got to tell you, I've got an angel on my right side, and it is so white. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my body is just going crazy. It's so white and so clear and so with gold, all gold, lifting up a big horn, whatever they call them, and they are blowing it, and the people are just coming in masses through this graveyard, which makes me know that this is something that you took on. That is so important. It's the start. It's not going to be the finish, but it is the start of people understanding about their spirit and going home. And that's just, I mean, I see the white angel standing right to your right-hand side.
That's why I'm always That's why I'm always the last person in the family to be with somebody before they pass away.
Yes, you're doing the right.
Exactly.
Even
oh
when it comes to family pets, I'm the one that takes them to the vets to be put
yeah,
in the safe.
You should see who's standing here. I mean, I only have 90 seconds, and you're going to be cut off in about a minute because I've got to go. But I do have to tell you that, and Kelly, we've got to take the call after at 3. I've got to tell you, I have pets, I have people. They're all in there. You can't see their faces. They're just handing the handout to you. So, and in masses. So they're thanking you, and so is the angel. She's showing me, or actually, because, you know, it is a girl angel. She's showing me that her hand's lifted to heaven, and the big white tunnel goes that way, and they will be actually waiting for you. This is when you go home. They will be all waiting. So
celebration because you've been there for them. You've been in past lives over and over and over again.
So please, we're in awe. I don't kiss hands because, you know, I am a princess and a queen, but I would bow to you. So keep doing your work.
Yes.
It is totally.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Sue, for sharing and calling in.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sue. Listen to us because maybe, you know, I was going to ask you, did you hear our beginning of our show? You know, keep listening, everyone. We do make sense. We're really, really, really funny, but we do have great subjects. Anyway, I love you. I love you, everyone. Kelly, are we on record?
Yeah, we're still on, and 573 is still with us, so you want to go ahead and take them?
I can't, Kelly. Is it 90 seconds at 3? I have a meeting for my son. So I cannot be able to, but please tell them to call in this week or call next week. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye, honey.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay,
bye.
573, really sorry about that, too. Thank you for calling in today. I'm glad you got in there. 573.
Unless you want to take her, Kelly. You could take her if she wants
to.
Okay.
I'll give it a go. Thanks.
All right, bye.